my notes. We do have a special guest in the house tonight. We have a couple groups of awesome people who are here to help us do your stories. First up, we have Peaches and Hot Sauce, which is a comedy production collective in Chicago. They do wonderful work, both podcasts and videos. They brought six people to share shit with us tonight, which is awesome. They really, yeah, this is great, you guys. You really showed up for this, literally and figuratively. And the first person who is coming to share with us tonight is Mike Barnard.
Okay, so the theme for tonight is fan fiction. This is kind of related. It's more like LARPing or like live action role playing, if you guys are familiar. So I'm going to take you back to 1993. It was a big, big year for me. I was 7 years old. I moved to a new town. I met one of my lifelong best friends. And the television show, The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, made its debut.
Yeah.
Also, it was the first time I learned what it feels like to be a racist. But let me back up. Okay, so at the beginning of summer 1993, I moved to Park Ridge Drive in Chaska, Minnesota. And, like, the neighborhood... Oh, thanks. You're from there, probably. Do I know you? Okay, so... So that neighborhood and the people in it, they were, like, an integral part of my upbringing. It was, like, really idyllic. It was, like, the classic suburban neighborhood where, like, you know, doors were left unlocked at night and the kids all played together. It was, like, 1993, but it felt more like the 60s. And at the neighborhood, it was, like, pretty reminiscent of, like, The Sandlot and Stand By Me. Just way less dead bodies. And so the first friend that I met there, and the one that ended up being my best one, was my friend Jeff. We bonded over something that to this day remains one of my key criteria for bonding with pretty much anybody, which was the shows and cartoons we watched on Saturday morning. So it's August. One day, Jeff and I were at a neighbor's house where they always let us shoot hoops. And two other kids from the neighborhood, Ben and Keith, who live nearby and like a cul-de-sac, come over. And Ben calls out to Jeff and I and then asks if we want to play Power Rangers. Now, Jeff immediately just chucks the basketball into the yard and starts throwing spin kicks into the air. And I'm confused because I don't know Power Rangers. And Ben and Keith just stop in their tracks. They're like, you don't know Power Rangers? And for a moment, like, I felt this sting of betrayal because, like, I had once spent an afternoon in Jeff's garage drawing pictures on a chalkboard breaking down how the X-Men's villains relate to the X-Men themselves, either through familial ties or past personal history. And, like, he can't drop me a slice of knowledge about Power Rangers? But it's okay, Jeff explains. There's only been one episode. Now, take that in for a second. I think a lot of us remember Power Rangers and played Power Rangers. It was that fucking fast. Like, one episode and it completely permeated the culture of making pretend. And I missed that first episode. So now I'm like playing catch up. Okay, so how do I play? And so step one is picking a color. Pink and yellow are girls, so you can be red, black, or blue. Jeff calls black, so I say, okay, I'll be blue. Again, everybody just stops and looks at me, and they're like, blue? That's Billy. He's a nerd. Yeah. First of all, you never said that. Second, doesn't somebody have to be blue? There's four of us. Jeff's black, I'm blue. So what are Ben and Keith going to be? So they decide that they're both going to be red. Now, keep in mind, there's no Green Ranger. So like, they both just decide, oh, we're going to both be red. Which, I mean, that's kind of fucked up in itself, right? Because even amongst seven-year-olds, the hatred for nerds is so strong that even if I wasn't there, they would have rather, like, rewrite the whole show so there are two Jasons instead of force one of them to be a Billy. So anyway, so I played catch-up, and I made sure to start watching the show, and I loved it. And, like, I weirdly stuck by Billy, though. Like, maybe out of stubbornness to my original color choice, but I like to think that I've always just, like, been a champion of the underdogs. And, you know, like, at recess, you know, nobody challenged me for, like, the right to play Billy on the playground. You know, it's like every afternoon I always got to play, like, a lead role, and I had no understudy. So now there's some other really important characters from my old neighborhood that I haven't introduced, and that's the Sarkises. Randy Sarkis lived across the street from Jeff, and he is another person that I became really good friends with over the years. He was from Philadelphia originally and had a really pronounced East Coast accent, and he was into a lot of the same stuff that Jeff and I were into, you know, video games, X-Men. His biggest passion was for Spider-Man. I should note, though, that Randy Sarkis was also 40 years old. Don't get nervous. It's not like that. He was really good friends with Jeff's parents and had a daughter our age. It just so happened that he was an overgrown child. So, but that's not really how Randy relates to the story. You see, the other notable thing about him was that Randy was married to a Taiwanese woman. And despite looking and sounding like Tony Danza, his two kids looked much more like her. Now, his daughter Sammy was a year younger than Jeff and I, and despite her father's massive dorkiness, she actually wasn't all that interested in comic books or cartoons. She was a quiet girl who actually, like, often rolled her eyes while Randy geeked out what should have been her peers. Well, one day we're all in Jeff's backyard. There was me, Jeff, Ben, Sammy, and Rachel, who lived in the house right behind Jeff. So that was three boys, two girls. The exact number needed for Power Rangers. So let's play. Okay, so what color are you? Jeff is always Zach. Ben calls Jason. Now, nobody fight me for Billy. Sammy says, I'll be Kimberly. Now, I don't know who said it, and I've convinced myself that it wasn't me, but someone in a much less tactful way indicated that it might make more sense if she play Trini. Why? Because we have three boys and two girls, one to play everybody. You also happen to look like the Yellow Ranger. And it sounded like it made so much sense. But in that moment, I learned how little sense it made. Why could Ben and Keith both change the rules to make two Red Rangers? Why could Jeff always, always insist on playing Zach, the Black Ranger, despite the fact that Jeff is not now, nor has he ever been black? Well, Rachel said, I want to be Kimberly. And I will never forget the look on Sammy's face, and I will never forget how she stood her ground and said, okay, so we'll both be Kimberly. Let's play. Now, this is a small town in Minnesota, so as you can imagine, an overwhelming majority of people looked exactly the same. And we were seven, and the argument was so innocent, but it just shows how easy it is and how naturally we want to assume and automatically designate people to certain roles. Now, I don't really have a little, like, neat bow to put on this story. It would be awesome if I could come up with, like, a radical conclusion in which A, I solve racism. Or B, like, write myself a kick-ass outro that, like, kind of, like, relates and ties into everything, my overall thesis, in which I'm like, you know, everybody, it's morphin' time. Let's all morph into better people and lock together into a megazord of equality. Well, that's really gross. So I don't know. If my childhood really was like a cinematic nostalgia piece, maybe like Richard Dreyfuss could narrate and let us all know how everyone kind of turned out. Jeff moved to Missouri when we were 10. We still keep in touch. He works at a bank. He no longer insists on pretending to be black. Rachel became kind of like dark and cynical theater kid. I lost touch with her after high school. Sammy became a state champion in tennis and now serves in the United States Air Force. Keith, I always hated. He was like the dirty kid in the neighborhood. He was just always dirty. And so I had to look him up for the purpose of this story. He lives in an even smaller town in Minnesota, has a mustache, and his big passion in life seems to be fishing, which in Minnesota that constitutes as an identity. Ben moved to Nebraska when we were 8, and I haven't seen or spoken to him in almost 20 years. He's probably still racist. I don't know. That's just my assumption. But then there's me, the most pathetic of all. I'm right here trying to relate to a crowd of people with stories of youth and simple pastimes and nerdy references and of adolescent shame, like the needy, insecure, fucking Blue Ranger pussy that I am. Once a Billy, always a Billy. Thanks, everybody.
It's a Billy chant.
You want to say something?
One time when I was a little kid, my neighbor tried to make me play Kimberly when we were playing Power Rangers, and he wouldn't let it go, and so I swung off the playground on a rope and kicked him in the stomach and ran home.
Yeah! Thank you very much, Mike. Where can people hear or see you, with Peaches and Hot Sauce?
At live shows, mostly.
Yes.
At the live improv shows.